task force members to take a seat, and any members of the public who are here today or folks who are observing to take a seat as well, and we'll get started here very shortly.
I'm glad we're in this together.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the third Transportation Funding Task Force. Thanks, all of you, for being here tonight. I know we have at least one person who's going to be coming a little late, some people who need to leave early. That's okay. We just really appreciate everybody being here tonight as we really delve into the part of our work where we're starting to talk about corridors and what they what they're about for this project. We do have some new people joining us here tonight. As we talked about in the last meeting, there were some people who weren't able to make the time commitment just or had conflicts with this meeting, so we were able to get approved by the council some really fantastic people to fill their shoes, and no disrespect to any of the previous members, but I think we're stronger than ever with these new folks on the committee. So please, I'm going to call your name just so people can see who you are. We're not going to make you do the whole big intro that everybody had to do in the first meeting, so consider yourself lucky for that. But please stand up so we know who you are. So the first person I'm going to introduce is Stephen Gomez. Stephen is the development manager at Project and advisor to Business for a Better Portland. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Next we have Cooper Brown. Cooper Brown is the chief of staff to the Oregon Transportation Commission, so a really great voice to have at this table. Thanks, Cooper. Next we have Carolyn Eccles, who is the Gresham City Councilor. Knows how to make an entrance. There you go. So there she is. Evan Wallace, also from the Gresham City Council, as well as from part of East County Rising. Good to see you, Eddie. And finally, Dave Nielsen, Executive Director of the Portland Area Home Builders Association and member of the Clackamas County Economic Development Commission. So welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for being a part of this really important work that we're taking on.
So, and I'd like to just echo that welcome. Thank you all for being here. It's a beautiful day, and we'll enjoy the sunset through the curtains ourselves. And as you can see by Chair Bernard, he is definitely prepared for good weather here. So, I'd also like to say a very happy birthday to Elaine. Today is Elaine's birthday, so when you have an opportunity, I won't ask for a round of happy birthday, but...
I qualify for Medicare.
Well, you don't look that old. So good for you. Like I said, it's really good to have everybody here today. This is the day that we're going to start to identify the places in the region where we should consider investment. So this is we're really moving into the meat now. And I think that there are some that might have been a bit frustrated after our last meeting. We've talked with the facilitators. We've had a lot of discussion about that. But getting through those different pieces is really important to make sure that as we approach the more difficult side, we have our values in place, we have an understanding, and so I thank you for your patience, and I look forward to this discussion tonight. We heard about the corridor concept at the last meeting, and now we're going to talk about the corridors that we should consider. The staff has identified the corridors that we know need investment from the technical perspective, and we're being asked to bring our experience and our judgment to the table to think about what else should be here. Following the meeting, we will spend some time prioritizing the whole list, so we won't get too crazy tonight. We won't, we won't be tossing any rice pellets or anything like that. So it'll be a process where we're just gently moving into the identification. So with that, I would like to turn it back to Allison.
And good evening, folks. Oh, Tyler, we get to really share this microphone together. Just a reminder, I'm Allison Brown. I'm your facilitator this evening. Jean will be back with you next week as we sort of alternate in this fast and furious meeting pace that we have. So I'm pleased to be here with you this evening, and Jean will be with you at the next meeting. A couple housekeeping items. Restrooms are down the hall and to your left. There's also a water fountain there if the water jugs have magically become empty outside. In the unlikely event of an emergency, we'd ask that everybody exit through these doors, head down the stairs, and our meeting point is in the plaza outside those doors on the second floor. One thing to note on our agenda, we've had a little change in our agenda in terms of the timing of public comment. So to ensure that folks who do maybe have lives and they would like to enjoy some of the sunshine outside and not spend 2 hours with us here this evening, although you're very welcome to, we've moved public comment to the beginning of our meeting. So we will have public comment shortly. That was updated on my agenda, but not on the public agenda. But in the instance that somebody might be arriving to give public comment at the end of the meeting, we'll also open up a small period of time in case anybody does come to make sure that they have an opportunity to speak. Was that your point, Mayor Gamba? Thank you. So we are going to move it to our next agenda item, and I'll pass it back over to Pam to open that up for us. But note that we will have a few minutes for folks who would like to give public comment at the end.
Do we have a chair and a mic?
Would they public comment?
Public comment?
They'll take this.
Okay. Public comment can come up and take Tyler's seat and use this mic.
So is there anyone here that would like to make public comment?
I have one blue sheet here for the mayor. Is there anybody else that we could just maybe get a show of hands?
No.
Okay.
I'm really one.
Well,
you know.
So
one and the only.
3 minutes in our public comment period.
All right. Thank you. On behalf of Wes Lynn, I'm Russ Axelrod, by the way, Mayor Wes Lynn. And on behalf of our city, I want to really emphasize that we appreciate Metro's efforts to address a broader transportation and vision and strategy for our region and its 2020 plan, so thank you for that. I know that some task force members tonight will recommend including Highway 43 corridor, and I'm here to add further support to that wise recommendation. West Lynn was actually quite shocked to learn just in the last couple of weeks that Highway 43 was apparently not on the original list of priority corridors. When I look at Metro's corridor map, there is a critical large gap, void, hole, if you wish, in the central region of Southwest Metro between Willamette River and I-5. Highway 43 is a critical north-south corridor through this region, and it really must be included in the plan as a priority corridor. It's regionally significant in connecting the southern cities and rural areas of Clackamas County to Portland. Approximately 21,000 vehicle trips occur in this corridor daily. Highway 43 north of the Saddlewood Bridge is identified by Metro, but what good is a half-baked corridor, especially when it's arguably the portions south of Selwood and Lake Oswego that are most critically dysfunctional? As most of you know, West Lynn has been working closely with ODOT the last several years to prepare a cycle track design for Highway 43 that will not only address safety, congestion, and multimodal needs, but it will also allow enhanced Main Street development to bring vitality to this important corridor. In polling for our recent successful GoBond ballot measure, Highway 43 was ranked the highest project in the area. And this corridor project is also expected to have wide local and regional voter approval for Metro's ballot measure. Something you need to think about. In terms of readiness, the Highway 43 corridor project will be ready to proceed directly to construction if awarded with Metro 2020 bond funds. Locally funded detailed engineering for the corridor project is already underway, so we're going to be shovel ready when you approve the bond or when we get the bond approved. The Highway 43 corridor project includes innovative multimodal improvements, including protected intersections, graded separate cycle tracks, innovative roundabouts at key intersections, which will improve traffic flow in this heavily congested area, therefore also reducing vehicle emissions. The Highway 43 corridor project also links directly to ODOT's I-205 widening project, where significant corridor enhancements are being designed in collaboration with ODOT and with Willamette Falls Drive. At its southern end, the Highway 43 corridor also ties directly into our regionally significant Willamette Falls Heritage Area, where transportation function is critically important to economic development of our waterfront areas underway in West Lynn and in Oregon City. So please make the smart move to include Highway 43 as a priority corridor in the 2020 plan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Oxorad. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else? Seeing no one else, thank you again, and I'd like to turn it over to Jessica.
Okay, so now that we're going to move over to the evaluation of our values and a check-in on that, which Tyler will help lead that discussion, but I wanted to just start off. Our agenda today, I think in the last two meetings, we've had a lot of different subject matter as we've really set up the discussion around values, introduction, kind of laying some groundwork. We're really delving into the meat of the work right now as we enter this corridors discussion. But I did want to reflect that the reason that we spent so much time on values in the first two meetings is because that we know what we need to deliver to the public at the end of this process needs to resonate with them and needs to reflect the values that we have. We need to make sure that they know and feel that we're delivering the thing that's going to best improve their quality of life, the growth of this region, and the sustainability of this region in every way that sustainability means. So today we're spending time considering all of the key corridors that we should consider in this region, considering ones that were more than just what were on the original list. And we'll use the next two meetings to prioritize that list and to think about what are the places that we need to invest in the most. Where can we bring the most benefit, the greatest benefit? Where are solutions ready to go? And where do communities need investments the most? So the values that we've come together and identified as a task force will help us guide the answers to those questions. And Tyler is going to talk today about the work that they're doing at the staff level to turn those values into criteria to really criteria and outcomes to really provide us with a way to prioritize the work that we need to do.
Sorry, Allison. Happy first day of spring, everyone. So as Commissioner Vega Peterson just mentioned, we spent a fair amount of time in the last two meetings with this group talking about the values that are important to you and the values that you want to see this task force carry through. And this is the Wordle made up of all the nominations and the values that people put forward. So you can look up there and remember what you asked us to think about and what you asked us to consider. And it's, you know, as the next, today we're talking about adding corridors, and in the next two and possibly three meetings, we're going to be asking you to prioritize those corridors, because you can tell from the map you've already been looking at and the conversations you've already been having, the need for investment is really significant, and we need to think about where do we get the most bang for our buck, where is that investment most needed, where will that investment produce the greatest results. And we want to make sure that the way you are approaching that conversation is based on the values that you've talked about and shared as a group. So Matt's going to come up to talk about the really technical stuff now, but I'm going to do a little bit of work first. You should have all received last week a piece of paper that looks like this, that takes the council direction that we talked about in the first two meetings and then adds in values based on what we heard from the task force. And I'm hoping today that we'll just go over that quickly and get the general thumbs up from all of you that we caught all the right things. So I'll talk about things that we added in based on the importance that we heard that their importance to you. We added in, we emphasized again that it's important for you to see an increase in the number of corridors in the region with efficient and safe multimodal options. That was part of affordability, that's part of having choices, that's part of tackling climate change, which we heard from a lot of you, that's a part of connecting people and employment centers. And then similarly, we heard a lot about the importance of those questions from a perspective of equity, and so making sure that there's an overall increase in transportation options in areas with a high proportion of people of color. Under resiliency, we heard a fair amount from you guys about wanting to make sure that we as a region were preparing for natural disasters and preparing to recover after natural disasters. So we added in language saying the package overall should increase the ability of our region to withstand major natural disasters and rebuild afterwards. Under economic growth, we heard a lot, so I added a couple more things in that section to capture, I think there are a few places, there were outcomes that had been in other places that fit well under economic growth that were the way that you guys talked about it. But I also added, we heard a lot about making sure that that economic growth is accessible to all. And so we add in bullet point to say supports investments to increase access to opportunity for low-income Oregonians. And we heard a lot from you about wanting to think about prioritizing investments that support communities of color and that support racial equity. And so we added in bullets to talk about equally distributing the benefits and burdens of the transportation system and acknowledging some of the historic inequities that have been placed on communities of color. But a big picture improves outcomes for communities of color. We'll have lots of ways.
Oh, my.
Lots of ways to measure that, but that was a value that we heard that was important to you. We heard a lot about concerns of around displacement and wanting to think about affordability. So we added a bullet point about considering potential displacement impacts and anti-displacement strategies for corridors. And then we added bullet points around improving safety outcomes and transit access for in areas in equity focus areas and employment and education centers. So, did we do a good job of capturing what we've heard from you and the things that are important to this group?
Is this written down anywhere?
Yes, it is in your packet for today. And then it was also emailed out in your packet. It is the second page.
Okay. Yep. So this is an important time. We'll give you a couple minutes to look it over, especially for those of you who weren't able to attend the first couple meetings, because this is the direction that staff will use going forward as we look at the corridors and talk about how we're going to prioritize things. So we want to make sure it both reflects the feeling of Metro Council, but also reflects the values that are important for this group here as we're going to be making our decisions.
Yeah, we can take comments or questions. Yeah.
Folks, what would be helpful, yes, if you can take your name tents and put them on their side. So I see Tim and then Catherine.
Thank you. Obviously, this captures a lot of the concerns. There's one component that I would like to see more explicitly called out, and I think it relates to a variety of these, and I would enumerate making it easier to get around, resiliency, economic growth, investments that support communities of color. And that component is that we need to be talking about the connectedness of the systems, not just that we're doing a spot improvement here or a spot improvement there, but does the system that each improvement is part of link in ways with other systems and across the region in ways that enable people to travel as they need to their job, to work, to school, to friends, to wherever it is, in ways that genuinely give them an option. Right now, many of our systems are disjointed in ways that you really have very few options other than getting in a single occupant vehicle and taking as long as it takes to get across the region. And I see components of that, but I would very much like to see that connectivity across multimodal systems called out in a more explicit way, because I think it's critically important, and that has come through in a lot of the discussions that I've had with other electeds especially. Thank you.
I wanted to ask under improved safety, which I realize is not in green or purple, the second bullet, live. I'm sorry, is it not on? Is this better?
Yeah.
Sorry. I realize this is not in green or purple, but under improved safety, the second bullet is live. Was that meant to say protect lives, save? It just didn't. I want to keep it there if it was put there by council. It's more just is it missing something else?
That's a staff error typo that was recently discovered.
Apologies.
Well, looking at the Wordle and thinking back to the first and second meeting, I'm surprised that safety isn't bigger in the Wordle. Yeah. So I don't want to take that out because that was a really big part of our values discussion. I just didn't know if it was incomplete.
Tyler, was there supposed to be more on that bullet that you could share with us?
I think that there was not. We certainly could add something around, you know, improving safety for each mode or improving safety, whether it's there are ways you could do it. You could talk about injuries as well as deaths. If you wanted to flag that, it's hard. I think the larger question of like the feeling of safety can be a hard thing to capture when we look at a package overall, but we certainly could add injuries as well as deaths, and that might help people feel that bumps it up a little.
Okay. So we'll go to Eddie and then Jim and Mama.
Thanks for the clarification on the live, because I think that is very important. I don't see two things on here, and maybe this is not the place to do it, but accessibility and affordability.
Those are great questions. There is a bullet point actually put forward by our council around accessibility. There's both increase in access to living wage jobs, schools, social services, open spaces, and affordable housing choices. And then there is...
I wasn't as clear. How are we making transportation accessible and affordable, not access to those things?
Yes. You are correct. So we could certainly add in that language. I thought that we had it, but you're right, we don't. And so that would be an easy thing to add. And then around affordability, and Matt will talk a little bit more about that as from a technical perspective, but the way that we focus on affordability is focusing on either access to affordable housing, making sure that places that have affordable housing are connected using various transportation options, and that you're giving people affordable transportation options. So we really try to double down on transit accessibility, transit connectivity, transit reliability as getting to that affordability piece we heard from the task force.
But not subsidies or incentives to drive down the cost of public transit?
That would be a tactic, and this is kind of a value.
Okay.
If that was something the task force wanted to put forward, we certainly could talk about that.
I know this says this, but we talk about it says for low income Oregonians, support investment to increase access to low income Oregonians, but I still think that we need to prioritize the inequities of low-income Oregonians. I know it sort of says that, but I don't know. I'm just, when we talk